You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily markets update for Thursday, the 23rd of May 2024. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The ASX fell 0.5% today following a weak lead on Wall Street as the Federal Reserve released its latest meeting minutes. Those falls were somewhat pared back, however, following a strong quarterly earnings update from AI chipmaker NVIDIA. For more on that, I spoke with Gemma Dale, a markets analyst with NAB Trade.
It was a rough start to the morning. We had really weak leads from Wall Street. Most of that came because the Fed minutes were released last night from end of April, 1st of May, right? So they're a few weeks out of date by the time they're received. But when you look to what the commentary was saying, it's very clear that even though Jerome Powell's been quite clear that his preference is for a cut rather than a hike as the next move in rates, it is very clear that there are other members who would be quite happy to consider a hike if necessary, and they're really concerned that inflation is much stickier than expected, that we just haven't seen the disinflation we were hoping for, or they haven't seen the disinflation they were hoping for. And to that extent, we're in a higher for longer environment. So we've seen markets reprice rates for quite some time. Earlier in the year, the market was expecting 6 cuts in this calendar year, which is quite extraordinary. The Fed was only expecting 3. So they were a little bit ahead of themselves. They cut that to 2. The market's now pricing in 40 basis points worth of cuts, which is not much at all and much, much later than expected.
So how will the Reserve Bank interpret this?
Yeah, it's a tricky one for the RBA, but I think they'll be somewhat comforted. They're in the same boat as pretty much every other central bank, which is inflation just has not fallen as quickly or to a point that anyone is just comfortable with yet. They want better data. And the economy generally is holding up better than expected, even though we've seen a deterioration in a variety of indicators. It's still okay. It's not dreadful. So for the RBA, they're not forced to cut quickly if other central banks are holding, and that puts them in a position to be data dependent, as they said they'd like to be.
Keeping on Wall Street for a minute, AI chipmaker NVIDIA also had a stellar run over the last 24 hours. Can you talk us through what's powering it?
Yeah, NVIDIA is extraordinary, right? It is the driver of the S&P 500 at the moment, has been for some time. Share price was up 240% last year, another 100% this year. It's incredible. And these results, so Q1 results, which were released overnight, were the market was hanging on them, right? When you've got one company, it's the third largest, is driving so much of the performance. The expectations were very high and they delivered another beat, which is incredible. So $26 billion worth of revenue versus sort of 24 and a half, which was expected by the market. They have a forecast of 28 for the next quarter. I mean, these numbers are incredible and they continue to perform 400% uplift in their data center revenue. And that's what everyone's most interested in. That's the power center for AI. And that's the uplift that's coming through in the other stocks as well. So there's a lot of interest in NVIDIA. The share price performance is incredible, but they continue to deliver these amazing results.
Turning back to the ASX, and on a sector-by-sector basis, we're seeing some mixed results today. The materials sector, on the other hand, is not performing at its best. Why?
Yeah, really, really weak in materials today. A couple of major factors. One is BHP, which is by far the largest stock on the index, has had its offer for Anglo American rejected for the third time. So they've gone back with a revised offer. It was not considered strong enough. But what is interesting is that they now have an extended deadline. So even though that was the hard deadline, it's been extended again. Maybe they'll get the deal over the line, but shareholders were disappointed. And then we also saw copper prices fall 5% overnight. Iron oil prices were okay. Oil prices were off, not just on those Fed minutes, but also on concerns that inventories are rising. They're much stronger than expected. So there just wasn't a lot of great news in the commodities or resources space overnight, and it just led to a lot of weakness today.
What other stocks have you had your eye on today?
So the other big one was Xero, which released its results and just an incredible turnaround last year, fairly heavy loss. Very nice profit numbers so far this year. Market really liked it. Share price was up sort of 9%. It bounced around, but up about 9%. What was most interesting about that, though, it's still not a 52-week high. So expectations a couple of months ago were higher than they are now. The market paired them quite dramatically. And then the results were good enough to drive it back again.
And finally, Gemma, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Well, interestingly enough, even though it was an awful night for materials, and it's been a rough night today for the materials sector, a lot of our investors are starting to look back at the commodity sector. It just feels like a time a lot of investors want to be holding commodities. They're looking for those sort of harder assets than they have been for quite a while.
That was Gemma Dale from NAB Trade.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.